I want to take you back to Feb 2nd, 2018.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Day you're never going to forget, ooh, right?
Day, yeah. So I'll take it back to a month before that when everything started. Literally a month before that. And I'm somebody who I never get sick, luckily. Like, I people who know me, they're like, yo, Mel is never, well, I already went there. I went there and beyond. So prior to that, I'm like, all right, whatever. You get like allergies, little minor colds here and there, but I just don't get sick. So January 1st, I taught my classes, and then I took my friend Tanisha. I took her class up in Bronxville. That afternoon, I got home, and I had this like excruciating back pain in my upper back. So I was like, this is really weird. Like, I was like, it's really mid-back. It was like, it's really weird. And it was painful. Like, it felt like something was just like stuck in there. So it didn't feel muscular, but then I'm like, it might be muscular. You know, I've been working out a lot. Like, I've been doing whatever. So I was like, all right, cool. Pain lasted for like an hour. And then after that, it went away. Came back like the next day. And it's been like on and off for a couple of days. So I'm like, all right. And that was the only symptom I had. The next symptom was, I forgot what it was. Night sweats.
Okay.
I started to get some night sweats. I was like, all right, this is weird.
Yeah.
But the flu was going crazy too. So I was like, I probably have the flu.
Especially in that time of year.
Yeah,
right?
It was going wild. Like, people were dying from it. Like, it was a big thing. The back pain came back. And then I was like, all right, I got to go see a doctor or whatever. So went to a doctor, Dr. Crane, who I'm very close with, him and his daughter, his family. They ride with me. They've been riding with me. Super close family.
Sure.
And I hit him up. I was like, hey, I need to be seen. I was like, I have this back pain. I just don't feel right. So went to him. He's like, all right, cool. Did a whole blood test and everything. Got my results a couple of days later. Everything was perfectly fine. He's like, yeah, you're perfectly fine. He's like, you probably have like a bacterial virus or something like that. Now, no one's expecting me to have anything. I was 29 at the time. Like, super fit. Workout for a living. Dancer. Like, eat healthy.
Yeah.
You know, and my records. Never been sick. So they're like, all right, whatever. Then I went to Utah Sundance Film Festival, where I was teaching dance out there, and was out there for 5 days. And altitude out there is crazy.
Yeah.
So I kind of attributed my, you know, shortness of breath and stuff to altitude, because everyone else was kind of experiencing the same exact thing. Meanwhile, the back pain left by now. The last 2 days of my trip out there, I felt ill, like crazy cough. I started to cough up little specks of blood. And the night sweats were on a whole different level. So I was like, this is weird. I was like, okay. Got back to the city after my trip. And then I went into show season. I had my dance kids shows. So I hit my doctor up again. I was like, dude, I don't know what's going on. I don't feel better at all. Now the back pain's gone.
Yeah.
Don't feel better. So he's like, all right, cool. Fast forward. I'm going to see him on a Thursday. And the cough was still there, but it wasn't that bad, actually. It just so happened that right around that time, I started to feel like I was in the tail end of it. So sure. I was like, okay, cool. So we did a chest x-ray. We did an EKG, stuff like that. And everything came back normal. Literally the day before. This is February 1st.
Right.
February 2nd, I had been putting off a big meeting that I was having with Soul. I've been putting it off because I wasn't feeling well. So I was like, I can't put it off this time. And I was feeling better. The meeting was only going to be like an hour. So I was like, I could do that. So I ended up staying home. And my girl at the time, she ended up staying home as well. And she was just like I woke up from a nap. And I went to her and I'm like, yo, like my calf is like super swollen. So she was like, whoa, that's weird.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You should probably go to the ER. And I was like, you know, I'm a guy, pride, ego. We just always fail at that when it comes to that. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go to the ER after my meeting. Like, I'm going to go to the meeting first. And she was just like, all right, like, whatever. So,
yeah.
And like I said, at the time, she wasn't feeling well. Uh-huh. So she was home. And I ran downstairs and got in the cab. As soon as I got in the cab, like, I couldn't breathe. I started to sweat. My Uber driver pulls off. And I'm like, wow. Can't breathe. So in my head, I'm like, I just take a deep breath. I'm trying to guide myself through. I'm like, I just take a deep breath, big exhales. Roll the window down. It was freezing at the time because it's February.
Yeah.
So then I was drenching sweat. So I took my coat off and I was like, all right. So the Uber driver's looking at me.
Yeah.
Like, you all right? I'm like, nah, I'm good. So I text Sarah, who I was going to meet her. Uh-huh. So I was like, yo, I'm in bad fucking condition. I text my girl Jess. I was like, yo, I can't breathe. So she called me, but I couldn't answer because I couldn't talk. Yeah. So now it's getting worse. So now I'm having a full-blown heart attack. Yeah. So I'm like, oh, snap. So I was like, instantly, I was like, oh, I'm dying right now. I didn't know from what, but like it felt like somebody grabbed both of my lungs and then held my heart near. And it was just, I was like, yo, I'm dying. I was like, shit. So now I'm tossing and turning in the back. And the Uber driver was like, yo, we're going to take you to the hospital. And I was just like, I signaled him to take me back home because I was in Harlem. And I didn't really know any good hospitals like that. But I said this and I hope, whatever. So Harlem Hospital, probably not the best hospital as far as for this kind of situation.
Sure, right.
You know what I'm saying? They get a lot done. But as far as for this conversation, this situation, I knew.
Yeah. Life
if I go
line.
There, because I already knew I was dying, which was actually happening. So I was like, take me back home. Call 911, whatever. Get back home. Now, meanwhile, I've been in the cab for 20 minutes now. Right. So for 20 minutes, I couldn't breathe. I couldn't do whatever. So I call my girl on the phone. I give the cab driver the phone. He tells her to come downstairs. When I got out the cab, I collapsed. So I'm holding onto the fire hydrant, and I'm like gasping. Like I'm like, oh, shit. Like my everything is just blue. Everything's messed up. So they pulled me into the lobby. Sitting down. Now, I think they were all thinking I was having like a panic attack.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
because that's what it kind of looks like, I guess, from the outside,
like,
right?
Yeah. But in my head, I'm like, I can't talk, but I'm like, they're like, oh, he's probably having a panic attack. I'm like, yo, it's not
No.
Like, I'm dying. So, ambulance finally came in. They put me in. They put me on oxygen. Oxygen didn't work, and they put me on a stronger oxygen tank or whatever it is. And it started to help me, assist me with breathing. So they're asking me questions. It's like, hey, whatever. I can't really talk, but I'm aware. They're like, are you aware? And I'm like, yeah, like whatever. So then they check my calf. Now, meanwhile, my calf wasn't as swollen anymore.
Sure, right.
But it was still slightly swollen. So Jess was like, yo, his calf was swollen. So they was like, all right, he's dead. He probably has clots. So we're going to take him to Mount Sinai. Because they specialize in that.
Yeah.
They take me to Mount Sinai. I get in there. Now they're all looking at me like, what's wrong with him? Like, he's fit. You know what I'm saying? He's young. He's fit. How old is he? 29. He's like, he's a soul cycle instructor, he's a dancer. He's they're like, wait, how? What's going on? So they're like, all right, whatever. I don't think they thought it was that serious yet.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't until they checked my pH levels.
Okay, yeah.
And are you familiar with like pH levels?
Yeah,
and stuff
yeah.
Like
so
that?
Like so, 0 to 14, right?
Yeah, something like that. And it's just like, I think.
And you're trying to get that middle.
I think it's supposed to be like 7.4, 7.2, or something like that, where we operate.
Yep.
And anything below 7 is just like. Badly than any like anything below that, it's like you're supposed to be dead.
Yeah.
And I was at a 6.8 or 6.9.
Right. Wow.
My pH level. So when they saw that, they were like, the fuck is wrong with him?
Yeah.
Like he should be dead. You know what I'm saying? How long? It's been like what, 35, 40 minutes now.
Yeah.
So they're like, he should be fucking dead. Like, you know what I'm saying? So they're like, all right, we gotta take him in. Sedated me. I wake up the next morning, chest tubes. Catheter, I had some wires in my neck. I had all type of wild stuff. So I'm attached to all type of machine. And I had this scar. You know what I'm saying? The incision. So I wake up and I'm like, what the fuck? Like, but the first thought, I was just like, I knew it.
Yeah.
I didn't know what it was, but I was like, I knew it. Like, I just.
I knew something.
Because I was like, I knew. I was like, I said, when I said I thought I was dying, like, I felt that. I was like, oh, you're dead. Like, you're dying. So I wake up. And they're just like, you know, they want to make sure I'm fine. They're like, who, you know, what's your name? How old are you? Mm-hmm. Look to the right, look to the left, look at your right fingers, your toes, whatever, because I could hardly move.
Sure.
So they just wanted to make sure because while I was under, they told Jess, they told my mom, they told Quabs and Duran, they were like, he's really sick.
Yeah.
Like he, you know what I'm saying? He might not make it. And if he does make it, he'll probably have brain damage. So they were just like, you know, everyone's obviously freaking out or whatever. So then I wake up and then that's when they wanted to test me, like, who's this, who's that, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, all right. So they now I got the breathing tube in there, right? So I'm just like, I try to sit up and they're like, dude, you can't move. But then I realize I can't breathe. Like, I'm trying to talk. I can breathe, but I realize I'm trying to talk, but I'm like, I can't talk. And I never had that shit before. So I'm like, so I'm signaling them to take it out. And they're like, no, we can't take it out. Because I wasn't supposed to wake up for like 2 days. And I woke up that morning. So they, as soon as they, you know, took it out. I woke up and it was like, oh, he's up. Like, he's up for at least another 24, 48 hours. And I woke up. So they was like, all right, cool. So I'm signaling them to take it out. And they're like, no, they think I'm having another panic attack. Because I'm like, yo, take it out. Yeah. So then they was like, no, we can't. So they finally took it out. And then I was fine. And then that's when everybody started telling me more about, like, while the process started and the doctors came in and told me. But the crazy thing about that is just how the world's come about. Sure. This woman named Rupa, she was riding with me for a while before that. And I know you probably heard of the Anthony's thing, right?
Yeah.
This woman, Rupa, who was riding with me for a while, I didn't know what she did. You know what I'm saying? She's a boss. Like, you know what I'm saying? I didn't know that. You know, because it was always like, hi, bye, respect, da, 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 you good? All right, keep it pushing. And I think it was her birthday when this happened to me. And she got a call because my girl called Quabs, who was working at Seoul. Quabs left. And then Melinda, who was a manager at Seoul, called Rupa because she knew what Rupa did. And it was like, Chamel's headed to Mount Sinai. So Rupa's like, why? It was like, he had a heart attack. This is we don't know. Everybody's rushing. So Rupa leaves where she was at. I think she was with her husband.
Right.
She left, came in. I'm already like under.
Yeah.
So she came in. She made sure that she got the team, the surgeon. She got the best dude, Dr. Reddy. And she was like, you're prioritizing him. Nothing can happen to him. She put the team together. She went and told Jess. She went and told my mom. She went and told my family, like, this is the team I would want operating on me. We have the best people on him, and they're prioritizing him.
Yeah.
He's in horrible condition, but we're going to try and do what we got to do. And I found all of that out when I woke up, and I watched how everybody came together. And I remember when she came in and I saw her. She came in late that night, I think. And I just started crying. Dude, I was just like, and she's so tough. She's so strong. She just looked at me and she was just like, you would have done this for me and more. So this is the least I could do. And I'm like, you put the team together to save my life. Like, I don't think I'm even capable of doing that. You know what I'm saying? But like, you know, so it was just like that. And to watch the worlds come together, watch the support. And then my surgeon came in and I was just like, and he was like, dude, no one was supposed to survive that.
Right.
He was like, your case was probably the worst I've ever seen.
Really?
And no one was supposed to survive that. But thank the man above and thank the fact that you work out so much.
Right.
That's what saved your life.